I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I adore you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, power, glory, glory. Bring your sick and your weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change. Many don't know the person of the Holy Spirit. It's not a wind, it's not fire, not a white dove. Is a person. The Holy Spirit is third person in the Trinity. He is the voice of God. Now hear this and hear me well. Why you need to know about him is this. Without him, life can be very frustrating. Without the help of the Holy Spirit, life can be very frustrating. Man can be helpless and need help in different situations and circumstances of life, but God cannot be helpless. God is never helpless and is ever ready to help you and me. The psalmist said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? So my help cometh from God that has made heaven and earth. There's a limit any man can help you. When the Holy Ghost helps you, you don't have any limit. Turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Praise the Lord. John chapter 14. Verse 16. Are you there? Shall we read 16 and 17 together? One to go. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Let's read 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. He will be with you for how long? Forever. Human helpers may not be there when you need them. But he is always there 24 hours. His schedule is forever, not for sometimes. He never sleeps, he never slumbers. He abides with you and me always. And hear this, his help is supernatural. I At the root of every divine help is the Holy Spirit. And that same John chapter 14 and verse 26, it says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Open it to this, so you understand. John 14, 26. John 14, 26. But the Comforter, in case you are confused, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you. So it's not only the Bible will teach you mathematics. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. He will teach you the word of God. Say here. Now, the word comforter simply means helper. So what he said, I will send you a helper. I'll send you what? What the Holy Ghost, what he does, he says, he helps you by illuminating the truth, which is the word of God. He expounds the word to you for you to understand it. He expounds the word for you to understand. Hear me? Understanding naturally will command you to obey his word. And you cannot obey his word and not connect the help of God. Is that clear, sir? Now, the reason why many are helpless and frustrated is because they don't understand the Bible. You can't understand God's word and be helpless. Because in every man's field, there is gold. The reason why many can't find the treasures is because they don't have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. They don't understand how he works. They are running around men when they should be running around him. Hello. But today I pray your understanding to be opened. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Ethiopian eunuch, educated man, met the man Philip and was opening the Bible to read. He couldn't understand the Bible. Philip came and expanded the scripture to him. And when this understanding opened, Acts chapter 8, when his understanding opened, you know what he said? He said to Philip, why not baptize me straight? At that point, he understood the word of God. Am I talking to someone here? The Holy Ghost expanded scriptures. There are things you have read, and some people took that same scripture to prosper. Hello? There are things you have read, and couldn't do anything with them. But when the Holy Ghost prays, the same one scripture you read, somebody took it to come out of deadly disease. When he gives you understanding, permit me, you become outstanding in life. Now, let me give an instance. He said, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all that he commands you this day. And then you see from verse 1 to verse 14 of Deuteronomy 28, you see the catalog of blessings. Is that true, sir? You shall be the head and not the tail. You shall be this, you shall not be that. If you see blessings lined up, but many cannot understand what God has packaged for them because they can't understand the Bible. Is someone get what we say here? But when he, the Holy Ghost, now, hearing what God is saying and doing it, it takes the Holy Ghost to take you to that realm. He is the one that helps you to hear what God is saying and interprets it to you. Is somebody get what I'm talking about? And hear this, you cannot hear God and not respond. Every man that hears God naturally responds because his voice is powerful. His voice is majesty. Every time you hear God, obey him becomes simple. There is why many can't obey God because they've not heard him. They've heard preachers, but they've not heard God. There are different between hearing the preacher and hearing God. They're not the same. Many people hear preachers, but have not heard God. You can't hear God and not obey. A And you cannot hear God without Holy Spirit. Come on, is someone going to say here? Now he said, the Holy Spirit is in you. He abides with you. He is there forever. Now if the Holy Ghost is in you, then why are you running around men? Hello. I'm coming somewhere. If the one that has all it takes to help you is in you, if you are born again and you speak in tongues, is with you. That's God is with you. That's the meaning. Listen. God with you simply is the Holy Ghost with you. We have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. The one that is operating here is God the Holy Ghost. Now if he's with you, how can God be with you? You are running after a governor. How can God be with you and you're frustrated in life? How can God be with you and you're afraid of things? Because you are not conscious of his presence with you. Come on, I'm coming somewhere. You are conscious of men more than him. I am so conscious of his majestic presence. And it makes all the difference in anyone's life. Hello. You know, theology and religion made us to believe that God is somewhere. Two of us. And then we say, where's God? The first, of course, to you is very far. But the Bible here tells us that God is in you. Now, if he's in you, somebody, if he's in you, who should be your closest person? God. That you have not been conscious. When you have any challenge, where do you look to first? Men. Say the truth. Where do you look to first? Do you go to him? That's where your mistake comes. I will send you a helper. Comfort that simply means who? If someone has said to help you, if they say, well, that man will help you, what do you think? I want to send you to the governor of your state in your country to help you. What have they told you? Go to him. I've asked him to help you. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you have any challenge, where will you run to? So the governor. Now God said, I'm sending you the Holy Spirit to help you. So as a Christian, who should you run to first? To the Holy Spirit? But have you done that before? No. Every time they challenge, the first thing you run, you say, who do I run to now? But the one that has the answer to all questions is with you. And you are not conscious of him. His personality is so powerful that he can overturn the mountains from the roots. He can make way where there is no way. Because he never sleeps nor slumber. And all things that you can think of, he controls them.
Go nowhere, because this message continues shortly.
Kingdom exploits are products of mental revolution. To be outstanding, you must stand out of the crowd. Another collection of thought-provoking books released by David Ibiomi. Holy Spirit, My Helper. Pathway to Greatness. Wisdom for Healthy Living. Succeeding with Challenges. Created for Distinction. Wisdom for Family Peace. The Power of Praise, Walking in the Anointing, The Wonders of Wisdom, Secrets of Generational Impact, The Prize for Power, and a host of others. They are deeply inspiring, remarkably intriguing, powerful, and impactful. Find out convenient keys to unending greatness. Learn to operate in the supernatural like never before. Dedicated readers are influential leaders. The world is waiting for your manifestation. Call now for these and more. +234 703 897 5714 or visit our website www.salvationministrieshs.org or any leading bookstore around the world.
Was Jesus stranded any day? Now it's God, the Holy Ghost, that was with him.
He hears the word that was with him. That was why his ministry on earth was so powerful. As the Father sent him, so he sent us. So if we want to get results like Jesus, then we must be conscious of his personality. The reason why Jesus was full of confidence that he will rise from dead is the Holy Ghost. He said, well, he said the Spirit is life. He said the Spirit of God is life. Not that he has life. He said the Spirit of God is life. In Romans 8:10. He said the Spirit of God is life. Not the Spirit of God has life. He said his life. So life is in him. So when Jesus said, I will die and rise from death, he knows that the one in him is life. So a believer's life cannot be terminated when you know who is in you. And then, are you getting what I'm saying here? Now, let me tell you something that will humble you and help you. You can get him to signal his presence. I'll just give you some things you can do to trigger him. You know, somebody is in you is one. Let me give you an illustration God gave to me sometime. He said, there isn't many can see the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. It's because they are not conscious. If somebody comes to your house and you don't celebrate him, can he perform? Eh? He's in you, but you can signal his presence, his majestic presence, to perform some strange things when you know what to do. You can signal his presence for manifestation through worship. Through what? Through worship. Now, every time you worship, you will see his majestic is there, but that is like saying, I recognize who you are. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Now, if we worship now, this atmosphere, the atmosphere is not him. Atmosphere is just to show a manifestation, but he is a person. Are you getting what I'm saying now? It's not a wind, it's not the atmosphere. But when we worship, he will perform. You have created an atmosphere for him to perform. You understand me? So one way to steer him that is in you is to worship. Is to do what? To worship. Another way is to pray in the Spirit. Is to pray what? Every time you pray in the Spirit, you say, Likate Juda Brogate, La Broka Tala. How many of you pray, can pray in the Holy Ghost? If you're a believer, you can't pray in tongues. You're as good as a motor without engine. You are good as what? How useful is that motor? There's a limit. Huh? You are good as what? Is that motor useful? There's a limit. You can go as a Pentecostal if you don't pray in tongues. Now, it took God only 6 days. How many days? To transform the emptiness of the earth into the fullness of his glory. How did he do it? Look at what happened. Now, listen carefully. He said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Turn to Genesis chapter 1. And the earth was without form and void. Form and what? There was emptiness. There was what? Are you there? Please open. Everybody open. Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and what? And the earth was without form and void. Look at that scripture. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. Are you there, sir? And what? The Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. Of God moved upon the face of waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Creation took place with who? This is what happens. God spoke. Jesus, the Word, through what is supposed to perform, and the Holy Ghost is the one that brings the manifestation. Let me explain to you so you understand. Let there be light. Jesus. Without him, there was nothing made that was made. Image. Let us make man in our own image. God. The molding, Jesus. The power that made man to become a living soul is the Holy Ghost. Am I communicating with you? Without him, there cannot be life. Now hear this for better understanding. In the beginning, there was no Jesus. There was no God the Son. It was God the Word. I will show you from Bible. Holy, so don't get confused. We had God the Father, God the Word, and God the Holy Ghost. John chapter 1 says, in the beginning, listen carefully, don't write, just listen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So in the beginning, there was no Son of God. It was the Word. Jesus was the Word. Now, when man was to be redeemed, the Word became human being, became flesh. Verse 14. Is that clear, sir? And appeared as Jesus. And when he appeared as Jesus, then we had the Son of God. So he changed God the Father, God the Son, because there was a physical person. There can't be a son if there's no physical person. He became as Jesus and God the Holy Ghost. But in the beginning, it was God the Father, God the Word, and God the Holy Ghost. And the Word became flesh and dwelled amongst us. So what we have now is what? God the Father, God the Son, but in creation it was God the Father, God the Word, and God the Holy Ghost. So God spoke the word package, the Holy Ghost brought manifestation of what he spoke. There was darkness over and around creation, and the Holy Ghost went in. So the mission of the Holy Spirit is to shatter every darkness hovering over your destiny. Whatever is covering your future, whatever is blindfolding gospel for your life, what he does is he takes it off. He takes it what? Now hear me. If you know how powerful he is, that means I'll send you a comforter. I'll send you who? He said I'll send you a helper. If somebody is to help you, let me give a speaker example. You are carrying a big load. And someone said, let me carry it from you. What do? You move your head. Two of us. Somebody stronger than you are carrying a heavy load. I say, can I help you? And you look at him, he has all the strength. What would I expect to do? To give him? Now, God is only telling you, why carry all the burdens of your life when I've given you somebody to help you?
Coming out on this series.
He said, this man you are seeing received the Holy Ghost like us, but you agree with me, the apostles' level of manifestation was not the same level of those people. He said, the way you are seeing me, Peter, the same way these people receive the same Holy Ghost. How come Peter, James, and John had so much result and these people had no result if they received the same thing? Now, people take chance and believe that if they shoot them, they cannot die. Two of us. They believe charm. That's the devil in them. Now, if the devil in them is making them feel that way, who is in you? Then why do you think an Amroba can kill you?
Are you seeking for answers to those issues in your marriage, health, business, and career?
Someone's knocking at the door.
Jesus is the answer. He wants to change your life and give you a new story. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Why not accept Jesus today? Say this simple prayer.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for saying this prayer. You are now born again. For more information on how you can grow spiritually, call us on the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Kingdom exploits are products of mental revolution. To be outstanding, you must stand out of the crowd. Another collection of thought-provoking books released by David Ibiomi. Holy Spirit, My Helper. Pathway to Greatness, Wisdom for Healthy Living, Succeeding with Challenges, Created for Distinction, Wisdom for Family Peace, The Power of Praise, Walking in the Anointing, The Wonders of Wisdom, Secrets of Generational Impact, The Prize for Power, and a host of others. They are deeply inspiring, remarkably intriguing, powerful, and impactful. Find out convenient keys to unending greatness. Learn to operate in the supernatural like never before. Dedicated readers are influential leaders. The world is waiting for your manifestation. Call now for these and more. +234-703-897-5714 or visit our website www.salvationministrieshs.org or any leading bookstore around the world.
Thank you for watching this program. To get today's message in totality or other materials by David Ibiomi, you could call +234-703-897-5714. Wherever you are, whatever you do, you can always be in touch with us via your mobile devices. Watch more captivating videos on YouTube, follow us on Twitter, comment, and like us on Facebook. For live services with David Ibiomi, more information about Salvation Ministries, testimonies, personal counseling, or prayer requests, you could visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org or call +234-844-66170 or send us an email at info@salvationministrieshs.org. No matter what you are going through, don't give up on God. God has not given up on you. Jesus is Lord.